nice. A way to start. What could I possibly say there that would save me from wrath?
Well, in all honesty, listen, I know we know you're a Bears fan. I'm a Broncos fan. You can't compare because I saw stats side by side of the two defenses, the defensive stats, and eras obviously were different. It would be interesting to see what this defense could do back in that era when you could actually were allowed to play defense, or see what the Bears defense could do with all those Hall of Famers in an era when you can't even touch it, breathe on a guy. And yeah. And that's the difference right there. Did you watch the 30 for 30 on the 85 Bears?
I did.
Wasn't that great?
It was. It was fabulous. You know, it was, I suppose, good even if you weren't a Bears fan, but just a football fan. You know, it was what an interesting time. And I think there'll be some Hall of Famers from that Bronco defense, too. But we know this. They made a really good quarterback look really bad.
I would have liked to have seen what the Bears could have done against the Dolphins again instead of playing the Patriots.
Yeah, no, I know. Or that's so much fun to talk about.
Isn't it?
Unfortunately, we'll never know, but it would be a blast to see how that would go. You can put this Denver defense up against a lot of teams too, though.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Amazingly, they can run. The Bear defense was good in that regard, but it was built a little differently. It wasn't quite built on the speed that this defense is.
Kevin, did I look at the stat sheet right? You hit a three-pointer last Saturday against Utah State?
So did Walsh.
I hit one over Walsh.
My goodness. I told Gags kind of in jest, I go, new game plan for the Cowboys the rest of the year. 43-point shots taken a game.
Isn't that something?
That's crazy.
It's crazy. I've seen a lot of stuff, but that was one of the most interesting things I've ever seen. And we have never had anybody do that to us, and we've never done that to anybody. That was just an amazing event.
Kevin, what do you think? I mean, look, we know that Wyoming's been more reliant on the three-point shot this season. I mean, they've already set the single-season record, school record, for most made threes in a game or in a season, and they're pretty close to already with the three-point attempts and 15 fewer games than some of those others. But look, when you shoot that well, it's going to be tough for anyone to beat you. But you know, it's not like Wyoming's shot that well all year. Now they haven't shot the three ball that bad at all. But how do you think moving forward? Look, when you shoot that well, you probably think you're a little invincible. You at very least should be feeling good about yourself. So when we see when them play against Boise on Saturday, even moving ahead, do you think we'll see 43s or 38 three-pointer attempts or something? Or do you think we'll see them go back to maybe driving the ball to the basket more and trying to get fouls? I mean, how do you think this could affect Wyoming, good or bad, moving ahead, I guess?
Well, yeah, that's really the best question. I think that you got to be careful there. You know, obviously you're not going to probably hit 20 of them, but this team has depended on the arc all year long, far more than Larry would like, I guarantee, as you know. But I think the Boise State team would defend Wyoming like it would defend no matter what. The Cowboys would probably put it on the floor and try to get to the rim and the free throw line like they usually do. I would imagine that they'll still be the 24 to 30 that they usually do. The Cowboys do depend on that. But as we've seen through the years with teams that try to depend on the arc, they can shoot themselves out of the game as easily as they can shoot themselves into the game or to victory. So the Cowboys will take their share of threes, but I guarantee you the Broncos will defend the line because they can do that. And so Wyoming will end up doing a little bit of both, as we probably would suspect that they'll do. They'll put it on the floor and get to the rim and get to the free throw line and shoot their share of threes. But I suppose if they happen to have another night again like that and they start dropping early on, maybe they'll try to shoot that kind of percentage again. But chances are they won't, and they'll go to some of the other things that they have to do. And they're not going in. But I don't know. I would suspect that the Broncos will be very aware of the arc, as if they weren't going to be when Wyoming comes to town.
I noticed, and I don't know if this is subconscious or not, but instead of mentioning those Boise State, you've been mentioning Broncos, Kevin.
Do you want him to hang up on us?
I'm just curious, you know, is a secret fandom coming out?
I think we're having a bad connection here. You're garbled in your transmission. There is no way, no how. No. But I have a great deal of respect for what they did, and there's nobody hardly that couldn't be happy for Peyton Manning. I mean, what the heck? That would be un-American anyway. So,
maybe.
You know, he's been terrific for the game, and he certainly has been terrific for Denver. And, you know, you got to applaud Elway for what he's done for that city, for that state, for the region.
Boy, you're really fighting this, aren't
you? Yeah, I know, but I'm not a fan, but I can, you know, I certainly do understand not only the passion, but I understand the respect that you have to have for these guys. I mean, that was quite a run, no doubt.
Kevin, you know, we've talked about the last few shows, you know, off and on, but Jason McManaman, and listen, I got to see him play a little bit in high school, and I was just never quite sure how his game would translate over to the Division I game, and what type of player he would be at Wyoming. And I got to say, I admit it, I was wrong about him, because he's turned himself with a lot of hard work, and he is one of the toughest guys that has ever put on that uniform. He has turned himself into a solid, not just legitimate, a solid Division I basketball player, and I don't know if I would have said that, you know, when he first got to Wyoming.
Well, certainly we all agree with you. He's become a heck of a player, and he's got more time to get even better. But it just is a great indication of the roll of the dice that recruiting is. I've heard that from other people, Keith, not just you, on watching him in high school. And so you have to roll the dice and have kind of a crystal ball and see some things in these kids that you say, you know what, we can work on X and Y, and in a couple years I think he can be a really big key to our team. Sometimes that works, as in Jason's case. Sometimes it doesn't work, and everybody jumps the coaches for how on earth could you recruit that guy. But you, in our level, where we are, you have got to have a crystal ball and look into the future and see some things that will make this player a good player for 2 years in your program, or 3 years, or maybe even 1 year in your program. And we've had many, many of those cases through the years. There's the elite programs, they're pretty much assured that this individual that they're bringing in, he's going to be a great player, maybe for only 1 year and then he's gone, but he'll be a great player. That's harder on our level, and it's very difficult. But you can't measure a guy's heart, and that's the one thing about it. And Jason's is as big as Wyoming, you know, and he has made, you're right, he made himself a good player. He's made himself a much better shooter. And he always had that toughness, I suspect, even as a younger guy and in high school, because he is a tough guy, period. But he has become a heck of a shooter, and mm-hmm. far better than I would imagine these coaches thought he would be. And maybe I'm not speaking for them. Maybe they did think he was, but he's really in all phases. Heck of a defensive player, really good offensive player, great toughness. He's just a leader in a quiet way that you never know about that either. And so he's going to be a heck of a leader next year for this team, and he certainly has all of our respect, and he has his teammates' respect.
Kevin, I know it's you know, when we talk about someone who's really playing well, you know, comparisons will come out. Is he? Can you compare Jason McManaman to anyone recently? I know, you know, when Greg Sawyer played, you know, he was tough like that. Now, he wasn't as big as Jason. I mean, think of Marcus Bailey. You know, he could shoot it, you know, and stuff. Is Jason comparable to anyone that we've seen recently at play basketball at Wyoming, or is it really even fair to make that comparison?
You know, that's always, we do love to do that, and we all understand that that's how we like to do it. But I think in various, I don't know that we've had anybody quite like Jason in all these areas. I mean, back ways, Jonathan Summers, he was as tough as Jonathan Summers to me, who was a very tough guy back in the Brandenburg era. I don't know that he's quite has as many ways to score as Marcus, but as far as a jump shooter is concerned, he's a really good jump shooter. His motor is like Greg Sawyer's, no doubt about that. And so I think he's got a little piece of a lot of different guys, but all rolled into one. We haven't had many guys that can shoot like that with that toughness. You know, I'm not saying those other guys aren't tough, but Jason is really a tough guy who's just worked so hard to make himself a good player. That's what I love about him, because I think many, many people said he's never going to be a Division I player of any note. I saw him at Torrington High School. I know people say that, but he told me one day, he goes, I know exactly what I can do, and I'm not going to try to do anything more than what I can do. And I think that's a great attitude to have. Fortunately for him, while he wasn't looking, he started to do a lot more things than maybe even he thought he could do. And he's now one of the better players in the league, and that's a great tribute to him. But he is got a lot of great things going for him, and so proud of him.
Good stuff as always, Kevin. Enjoy Boise.